Okay, the first transmission here is going to be from the Mobile with the Shure SM58 microphone and the two-unit rack gear setup. This is the Behringer 90 VX2496 and the 31-band graphic EQ. A little bit of tailoring done down on the bass region, and that's about it. 150% positive modulation peaks on a unit in Grant XL, recorded on a Cobra 148 that's got the modifications as per the website at www.motormouthmall.com. Now we're going to compare this to a power microphone, a standard JMR power mic, and here comes the comparison.
Check 1 2 3 4 5 5 4 3 2 1. This is the JMR power microphone. Test 1 2 3 4 on the unit in Grant XL radio here in the truck, and you can hear that. It's real shrill and tinny and peaky, and it creates a pretty high carrier on the scope, and it creates about 60% modulation. And is trying to over-modulate in the negative direction. Now we're going to go back to the motor mouth combination, which is the modulator board, which allows the high fidelity audio.
There's the motor mouth contraption. This board is what controls carrier, allows high fidelity audio, negative peak clipping, tube emulation. This makes a mobile sound like a doggone Valiant. And not a bad bang for the buck, that's for doggone sure. 150% positive modulation peaks. This is being recorded again, like I said, on a 148 GTL with the modifications as per the website at www.motormouthmall.com. Now I'm going to go ahead and record some audio next, which is going to come off 390A receiver. And we'll do that at 8 kilohertz. And then we'll also do a test at 4 kilohertz. We're back out. Okay, yeah, this is the R390A receiver in 8 kilohertz mode, recording audio from the high fidelity motor mouth modulator board, along with the Shure SM58 microphone, Behringer VX2496, and the 31-band graphic EQ. And we're modulating to about 90% negative peaks and 150% in the positive peaks. We could probably go a little bit higher on the audio, but for now I'm not going to until I decide that I need more, but I think it's fine. Radio station Motor Mouth, back out. And we're now going to do a test with the R390A in 4 kilohertz mode. We'll be right back. Okay, this is now the R390A in 4 kilohertz mode. And see how that sounds. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What's this test? Oh, that's weird. The scope changed how it sounded or looked based on where I had a wire. What the sh- happened here? Anyway, there's the high fidelity audio. Oh, we can try to see what the power mic sounds like, too, just for fun. This will be interesting. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is the power mic now at 4 kilohertz mode on the R390A receiver. And this
is back to the SM58 through the modulator board and the two pieces of rack equipment. Unit in Grant XL can sound just like a big transmitter. Radio station Motor Mouth just got down. And this is back to receiving audio on a Cobra 148 GTL with the modifications as per the website. And the tad bit, this time around, I swapped in a little bit of extra high frequency response. We'll see if that makes any kind of difference. All right. We're back out and try to button this thing up there and run it like this for a little while. Radio station Motor Mouth, that's it for the demonstration, and we're back out. All right, this is now a test of the rack gear
at the base with the 148 GTL and the modulator board all together with a commercial broadcast limiter between the audio chain and the modulator board. And this is about as good as high fidelity is going to get on Citizens Band Radio. Radio station motor mouth back out. I hope you enjoyed the demonstration, and that's it for now. See ya.